most of the anthology is peace poetry. So I will read my peace poem, which has a really different energy to it. Zazen. Name the parts of the body used for prayer. Notice Buddha's hands when they are touching, open, closed. Notice your hands, the way you touch yourself, others. Cover your eyes. Notice birds, wind, the smell of air. Take pictures in your mind. Record time. It's from when I was living in Japan. I'm going to read this poem about my desk. I have spring break this week, so I'm hoping to clean off my desk. So whenever I read this poem, it's kind of my desk manifesto and an energizer to get more organized. One, a table frame or case, especially for writing and reading. The alphabet, a lot comes after a box of paper, some things to do, lots of things to do, get things done in the real world, get things done in my world. A calendar is useful, a good invention, pens, books, what else? Bills, letters to send, postcards, stamps, lists and lists of everything, notebooks full of ideas, learn to play chess, work on paintings, film to develop, a tape recorder. Mom plays, "Oh, Susanna." Mail always comes. Try to decide what should go in every drawer. Everyone has a junk drawer. I am organized and not very organized. Two, a counter, stand, or booth at which a person performs his, her duties. Uncertainty, bonus size. It is your typewriter. I have your typewriter. Dematerialization of non-toxic. It is broken. It is still broken, but it is valuable to me. Red King's dream dries clear. I have to type with one hand because you dropped it. Murder the moonshine, 25% more. This typewriter. Three, a specialized division of organization. A plastic fork, four disposable cameras. How to personalize your desk. April is a difficult month. The desk is here, but Dad is gone. A bed is not a desk. No dog under the desk. Dog hair. A place to put things on. I write in series a lot. I think it helps me to get things done and focus on a topic. This is a new series called Your Imagined Reader. And each poem has like a three-word topic. Like I'm trying to make a definition. My students would be like, definitions, yes. Yeah, it all connects. So this is from Your Imagined Reader. Dog. I have a dog, so that comes up a lot in these poems too, right? Dog. Heartbroken. Winter. Your profile against the color of the winter sky reminds me it is a process of elimination. Selfhood is fiction. Walking quickly on ice and not falling becomes a commitment. Distance is sexualized. I keep forgetting the days of the week, but at midnight it all changes again. Lost dog. Did you see, find, or adopt him? Johnny's owner is heartbroken. Imperialism, performance, pickle. I need more turn on, turn off American cultural imperialism, ways to change our social relationships. You break free from aesthetic and conceptual constraints, a shock into awareness. A performance is a piece of art. Collect and process systems of information. Put our ghosts together, ride the bus. Don't stare. A man bites into a big pickle, ends his cell phone conversation, mutters bitch, and bites into his pickle again. It's a true story, actually. I just read this poem. I was doing some readings in Ohio, and I had a good friend who I wrote this poem for in the audience, and he just lost it, and I had to start the poem again. It's very funny, yeah. He's like, I can't believe you wrote a poem about the pickle guy. Like, how could I not write a poem about the pickle guy? It was crazy. It was just waiting to be written. Wouldn't you? I mean, come on. Child. Husband. Shoe. Your shoe is untied. The house becomes your husband. Morning or mourning. What you see is what you see. Camouflage or invisible. Measure the size, first person she. Time becomes your child. 1 foot goes in front of the other. Memory is a place. It is possible you will forget what I never said. The sound of numbers. Body. Book. Building. Listen carefully, work or leisure. On the other side of the ocean, do you speak English? There is a suitcase under your chair with everything you will need. No symbol of failure, your imagined reader. Horizontal lines, open spaces, light, the lights, perception and logic and syntax and heartbeat and breath. Everything old becomes new again. A body, a book, a building. Language, moon, skin. Turn everything upside down before it touches your skin. The cow jumped over the moon. Exactly who is who? Let's get out here. A large house with many rooms. Choose from the following menu. Time to breathe, to note, to notice, to know. The branches are low enough. Formlessness breaking down form. The body writes, wants to believe. Metaphor is your own language. Chair. Handshake. Translation. You are the same and different. A simple handshake, a memory lapse. A man sits in a chair for years, tells stories, not Einstein, not Houdini, not science, not mystery, translation. Practice disappearing and disappearing. Close to the center, a ray of light sits and eats a meal. You don't know when it's done. A gigantic thing looks small at a distance. I wrote this last one I'm going to read for tonight from this section. This next poem in August. This past August, so that was what, 2008, but it was before the global economic crisis, but it's totally my global economic crisis poem now. Alphabet, pocket, world. Currency, you got art to make words from one mouth to another, a concentration of wealth, receipts, yada yada, this economic poetry. Poverty makes the world go round. Do you got spare change in your pocket, in your poem? Can you bankroll these syllables, an enterprise of language, a tax-deductible alphabet, a cut-back, cut-up, cut-off page, a long-term plan, a Big Mac, Big Chief, can't remember what you bought, but make it bigger. I'm going to read two buffalo poems. Buffalo's where I grew up. This is always my, like, get to know me poem. Facts about me poem. You have one of those, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where you coming from? Right. Banana, luckily the poem's decent enough that I can still read many years later, thank God, right? Bananas keep us all alive. I have a dog. I have a cow. I don't eat meat. I have no food in my apartment. Is not Catholic. I am not Catholic. Am raised Jewish in a suburb where almost everyone was Catholic but me. My mom was Catholic, was put in a convent when her mom died. She was 4, was afraid, did not like nuns. They did not believe what she said about her father. Catholic is Christ, is a man, first a man. Many people could believe, know the same thing about God, answer creation, rules of society, why it's raining. You are hiking in Bryce Canyon, no water, no people, no roads, a rattlesnake. Red, dry, hot, stony. Take off your shirt and wet it in the little bit of water left in this stream. Kill bison, kill Indian, build roads, build railroads. We can move on, we can move on. We do not need to know, we do not need to think. Yellowstone is roads, is 30 people taking pictures of a lone moose that has stumbled towards the road. We drive through the park, not a forest. I spent $326 on Monday to fix my car. I bought a couch for $20. I am slightly dyslexic. I hate math, but I think algebra is okay. Knowledge of self, of others, to know how I work, to feel like I am doing something, to get by, to travel, to buy groceries, to buy a new pair of socks. You don't know. I have been lucky. Wanted to read another Buffalo poem for Larry and Lena since they published it in Milk. Have I ever read this one for you guys? We'll pretend that we haven't. I didn't think that I had. And I don't know if I ever told you this, too, that this whole poem is about a Scrabble game happening, because I'm a huge Scrabble fan. 85. Lift my belly and see what lies beneath. Tickle. Tweezers. Glee. The Secret Service came over today. Ephemeral. Trite. Jog. I have not showered, but I have brushed my teeth. Wooed. Query. Tango. We may have been, but we can't remember. Nebula. Buxom. Gaze. My dictionary broke at the letter Q. Lime. Swishes. Jawbone. You said, it's a general theme. Nylon. Okra. Wife. I hate wearing glasses to see. Dilute. Hex. Zealot. Sex as the body turned inside out. Sleuth. Foibles. Colony. I want to kiss the place where eyebrows meet. Grunt. Eon. Vendetta. The winner is apples with peanut butter. Kites. Jambalaya. Begin. I don't know if I won this Scrabble game or not. I don't remember anymore. Too long ago. Just a few more. Going to read from a series. Had a very good Japanese friend whose visa ran out and she had to leave Chicago. And so we all were making art and writing and projects for her, thinking about the idea of remaining someplace. How do you remain someplace? So this is from that series. Travelers. Today you meet a traveler. Write words, write ideas. Writing helps. Part of something missing. Hope all is well. People move, go to one place, then another. I remain hoping. Crossing. Today your crossing is my result, is my action. Upward, forward, movement, aside of me and you. Left, leave, leaf, how are you? End of end, near end, far. I remain the result. Numerous. Today you feel numerous. Wake up numerous times, starting over again. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Exit, exist, to be, to be. Bees buzz and are attracted to bright colors, textures, smells. Take care. I remain again. Of grains. Today you pick up every grain like words, reach down on hands and knees, put them in your pocket. The small parts we don't see every day. What's new? Belong, belonging, keep looking. I remain in reach of the body. Today you push your body. Nobody, everybody, how's it going? How many things we do? How many things are there, counted and not counted? I remain many. I'm just going to do one or two more, I think. So a few of my students from the audience, this is a poem for them, because I feel very lucky that I have a job that I love. This is a poem about work. Work. One has to have a reason for living, a guiding philosophy, a purpose, a goal. The best way to communicate an idea is to act it out. No work, no eat. I want to have something to say about my own destiny, something I care about, something of value, something important. Gonna ask Dan Gotson to come up. We're gonna read a multi-voice piece. This will be the last piece. So this is myself imagining. Is there a better, best place for Dan to stand?
Okay.
This is myself imagining a conversation with the poet Ted Berrigan, who not only is his writing important to you, but just his aesthetic about being a poet, being someone who just. Being a poet can mean even walking down the street, being someone's looking through the window. That's very funny. Why, hello. Hi.
Come on in. Come on in. Come
I think
on.
It's my Come other on. Friend, Dan. That's interesting. It's like we're below ground, but we're not. Okay. Ted Berrigan I was talking about. I get very distracted. So, yeah, thinking about the fact that being a poet is an everyday activity. It's not just about teaching at a university or all the books you publish, but just about how you live in the world. So I'm reading my conversational voice, and Dan's going to be reading the Ted Berrigan part, The Bold, I think you know, right? And the text for this is based upon, Ted Berrigan didn't write so many essays about his poetry, but he would give these talks. And so if you can ever get a book of the transcriptions of the talks, I highly recommend it. On the Level Every Day is one of my favorite books of his talks, so that's important. All right, here we go. Imaginary.
Consider whether it moves you.
Collaborative.
Whether it does anything to you.
Poem. You are reading.
Word poet.
A poem.
Means maker of poems.
With no beginning.
Anyone who makes things.
Or end.
That they think are poems.
Or beyond.
He calls them poems.
Or back and forth.
Are entitled to call themselves poets.
An answer.
Poems are works of art.
An ongoing middle.
Made with words.
Larger than words.
You are your first reader.
Sea. Seaside.
What I think happens.
The other side.
When a poem works is.
Think outside.
I think that it rises.
On the street.
Into the air of its own powers.
Above and below.
And in doing so, it has formed a circle.
Come home.
And it becomes something like the sun.
Or not.
Or a star, or a planet, or whatever.
Just walk and go, go, go.
I'm a person whose job requires.
Feet on ground.
But I hear these voices sometimes.
The smell of green.
Any idea is a good idea.
Comes and goes.
If it works.
Now blue.
You are faster than your consciousness.
More and more.
Just like everyone knows a lot more.
Keep head high.
Then we are able to say...
Chin up.
It's amusing to say hello.
Words grow.
To your muses.
And I am waiting. Thanks.
Thank you.